At the Jubilee Park Community Center, in a neighborhood wedged between Interstate 30 and Fair Park, things can get pretty busy. There's Zumba. There's seniors eating lunch. And there are moments of quiet. So quiet that the loudest thing in the room is Gloria Lopez typing. She's been volunteering here for years and took on a part-time job in May. As a receptionist, Lopez takes home $1,000 a month. The man she lives with makes about the same remodeling houses.
Right now, I think my checking account has probably about $100 after I got done paying all my bills.
$2,000 a month doesn't stretch far when it has to cover a family of three. Lopez has a 12-year-old son to care for, too.
My main concern is him right now, and if I don't have money set aside for him for an emergency, if I have to take him to the hospital or buy some medicine that Medicaid won't cover, and then if I don't have it, he doesn't have the medicine.
Lopez does her best to pay the rent, cover the bills, and keep a little back for the unexpected. She doesn't always make it.
And when we can't make it, we go to the loan place.
The loan place gives her cash for her car title. If you don't pay the loan off, there's a fee added every month. If you don't pay that, you lose your car. Lopez has borrowed money this way three different times.
We asked for $600, so we paid the bills. And we took one car out barely about a month ago, so now we're just working on mine to get it out.
It cost her $230 to take that loan out. Each month, another $230 is due. Lopez says it usually takes her 6 to 8 months to pay it all off, which means at the end of the day, she's paid about $2,000 on a $600 loan.
When all the credit available is credit that is exceedingly expensive at rates of 300 to 600% interest, it's draining the financial stability of our families.
That's Ann Bedore with Texas Appleseed, a nonprofit working for loan reform.
And what we've seen is an explosion in very high-cost products.
Payday and car title lenders can get around state limits on interest by charging fees to roll loans over. Bedore says 2 years ago, one of every 10 Texans took out this kind of loan. More than half of that group had to refinance, and most refinancers rolled the loan over 4 or 5 times.
In our mind, predatory lending is a situation where you have lender success and borrower failure.
So what's the solution? Bedore says the state could enforce a cap on interest rates and fees. She also wants fair alternatives for borrowers. Paul Randall is trying to make that happen with the nonprofit Community Loan Center of Dallas.
This program was tested and piloted down in the Rio Grande Valley, where they have made over 3,400 loans, lending over $3 million.
That program is known as employer-based lending. Here's how it works. The nonprofit puts up the loan money and signs up employers. Once a company commits, its employees can take out loans for a $20 fee at a fixed interest rate of 18%. That may sound high, but compared to the fees on a payday loan, it's a bargain. You can borrow up to $1,000 at a time.
55% of what you make monthly, so you can't borrow more than what you make.
The repayment is automatically deducted from your paycheck over the course of a year, so you can't miss a payment. And that bolsters your credit score. Randall says it feels good to help people get on their feet. After a year working in the corporate office of Texas-based payday lender Ace Cash Express, he says he needed a change.
It got depressing that I was calling and praying on them and hounding them and saw the excessive fees on the back end that was being charged to them.
Eric Norrington with Ace Cash Express says every borrower knows exactly what a loan is going to cost. There aren't any hidden fees or surprises.
We work hard to provide clear, transparent terms to consumers. We post our fees in the lobby of our stores. We offer a 2-week signature loan at a rate that is more often favorable than overdrafting a checking account or bouncing a check.
ACE does allow borrowers to opt in to an interest-free payment plan once a year. That means you can pay off your loan balance by splitting it into 4 equal payments. Rob Norcross thinks there will always be a market for small-dollar loans. He's with the Consumer Service Alliance of Texas, the trade association that represents companies like ACE.
Payday stores and the auto title stores fill that place in the marketplace and provide credit for predominantly credit-challenged folks.
Gloria Lopez is one of those folks, and while she wishes paying off her car title loan would take less time, she'd rather not have to borrow at all.
I don't think people would do it because they want money, they want to go spend it. They normally do it because they need it.
Which, according to advocates for loan reform, is exactly what some lenders are banking on. Courtney Collins, KERA News.